From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. When you hear Joe Ely, you think folk, country, blues, rock and roll, but electronic music? Today on the show, we'll find out the story behind Before 84. It's a new old album that Ely made with the help of some unusual tools, certainly by 1980s standards.
It was around the same time that I discovered the first Apple computer and had also run into a Roland 808 drum machine.
Also, we say goodbye to the Civil Wars, Get Your Tissues Ready, who announced their breakup this week. Plus, Clary Brown and the Bangin' Raquettes bring costumes and choreographed dance moves to Studio 1A. Audio on the show, video on the website. Spoon's Beatle Connection, KUTX's Artist of the Month, and more as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. What's the difference between Joe Ely and Madonna? Not as much as you might think. We're going back in time with Joe Ely today as he talks about computers, drum machines, and home recording. But first, some new music. We'll start with Austin's Tinneros, who've been chosen as the inaugural KUTX Artist of the Month. Head to our website, kutx.org. Over the next few weeks, you'll find a Studio One, a concert from Tinneros, a guest DJ session, video, and more. This is When You're Gone from the band's forthcoming debut, which is out at the end of August.
We'll be right back. Will you call me your baby when you're holding my hand? But the way that you hurt me, I just don't understand. Well, you say that you need me like the ocean needs sand, but the way you mistreat me, I just don't understand. Well, you know that I love you more than anyone can, but a one-sided love
From Spoon's new album, which is their eighth, They Want My Soul, that's a cover of an Anne Margaret hit from 1961. Who'd have ever thought the Beatles and Spoon would cover the same song and it would be an Anne Margaret song? It's called I Just Don't Understand. And prior to Spoon, Austin's Tina Rose, When You're Gone, is from the band's self-titled debut. It comes out at the end of August. You may have heard frontman Seth Sherman's album. He was making another record, but then the group of guys he was playing with turned into a full band. And Tina Rose is the KUTX Artist of the Month. Be visiting KUTX.org over the next few weeks as we will flesh out their status with a Studio 1A concert, video, a guest DJ session, and more. On the Austin Music Experience, we continue with a gentleman named Walker Lukens. If the name sounds familiar, he was one of our ones to watch for South by Southwest earlier this year. The Austinite's gone through a few stylistic changes of late. We first heard him as an acoustic folk singer, then he started doing the looping pedal thing. Now he's got a full band, and he brought them to Studio 1A recently and debuted this new song called I Get Low. Oh.
Coming down the street, I'm in Bed-Stuy. The streets make you feel brand new. They make me wanna die. I get low, low when I get down.
Thank you guys.
On the Austin Music Experience, an exclusive live performance from Austin's Walker Lukens, recorded in Studio One ages days ago. The song's called I Get Low. Walker first did that with a looping pedal, but now we have this full-fledged version. And Walker Lukens is playing Cheer Up Charlie's tonight. Coming up, Joe Ely and an Apple computer walk into a recording studio and come out with Before 84. I'll give you the details in a moment. Plus, the Civil War's breakup. We remember the country folk duo with live songs and an interview from the archives. Stay tuned. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll meet a singer who found a silver lining behind the rain clouds. B.J. Thomas was born August 7, 1942 in Hugo, Oklahoma, but was raised near Houston. By his early 20s, Thomas began working with famed Texas producer Huey Moe. In 1968, Thomas had his first major hit with Hooked on a Feeling. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling. However, it was his theme song for the 1969 Academy Award-winning film Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid that brought B.J. Thomas international fame.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit.
Despite his early success, B.J. Thomas struggled for years with substance abuse and other problems. However, like the resilient character in his best-known song, he survived that stormy period in his life, and went on to win 6 Grammys and release a string of million-selling hits. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll celebrate a pioneer of soul music who also enjoyed singing country songs. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With your weekly roundup of Austin music news, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. The first wave of artists has been released for the Weird City Hip Hop Festival. Weird City is billed as Austin's first all-hip hop fest. While more artists will likely be announced, the first round is out and hip hop fans sound pretty excited. Pharoah Monk, Gene Gray, Black Milk, and Damn Funk are among the acts headed to Central Texas this fall. Austin groups included in the announcement include the League of Extraordinary G's, Riders Against the Storm, and Magna Carta. The Weird City Hip Hop Festival goes down at ATX venues Empire, Holy Mountain, Beer Land, Red 7, and the North Door, September 26th through the 28th. There may not be any new inductees into the Austin Music Memorial for a while. The memorial may not be widely recognized, but plaques currently sit in Austin's Long Center for the Performing Arts, honoring Austin music legends such as Janis Joplin, Doug Somm, and Kenneth Redgill. This week, the Austin Music Commission made the decision to put an indefinite moratorium on future inductees due to lack of funding and public interest. The resolution must still be recommended to City Council for passage, but Music Commission members said they are open to any private donors who would like to step forward to continue the Austin Music Memorial inductions. We end this week's soundcheck with a big news item. Gary Clark Jr. now owns a piece of Austin music history. The Austin Business Journal reports that Clark and local businessman Will Bridges have joined together to purchase Antone's Blues Club. Those familiar with Austin music history know that Antone's has a storied legacy of trying to stay afloat over the years in multiple locations. As ABJ's Chad Switecki reports, Clark apprenticed under owner Clifford Antone when he was a teenager, and having his name attached to the deal brings musical credibility to the purchase, while Bridges brings the business strength. More Antone's news is sure to come, so we'll keep you posted. You're listening to The Austin Music Experience. I'm Tyler Pratt.
Our guest today on the Austin Music Experience is Joe Ely, who has a new album that's not a new album. It's called B484. And first of all, good to see you. I hope you're having a good summer.
I'm having a great summer.
This album, B484, first of all, it's Pearls from the Vault, Volume 5. That's your own independent label?
That is, the label is called Rackham Records, but the collection, when I kind of dig down into the stuff that I've recorded over the years, I call it Pearls from the Vault because, you know, living in one place for so long, I've always had my studio here. And over the years, whenever I just get, you know, an idea in my head, I'll go in and lay it down in the studio. And so many of these things have never been released. And now I'm kind of releasing them a little bit at a time.
So this collection, Before 84, I guess the record before it was probably Musta Nada Gotta Lotta.
Yeah.
And the record after it was called High Res.
And it was called High Res, but this was kind of the in-between time, and it all kind of came about. We had been on the road constantly for 7 years, our band.
You can call out the sheriff and the highway patrol. There's a fool on the road careening out of control. Hard liquor, fast with him. Lord, I can't leave him be. And I wish hard living didn't come so easy to me.
It seemed like New Year's Eve of 82 going into 83. Everything just hit the fan. And Jesse Taylor quit the band. Lloyd had quit, a year before that. I just kind of got to thinking, you know, I might want to take some time off. I haven't been in one spot. There was one tour that we started out. It was going to be 3 weeks, and things kept getting added to it. And I was gone, didn't even see my house for a year.
Mm.
You know, my car had been taken away. There were bullet holes in the house, and so I thought, you know, it might be time to slam on the brakes, and that was when I just moved to Austin as well, and so I just took some time off and set up a little 4-track studio in a little stone guest house at my place. It was around the same time that I discovered the first Apple computer that I had seen. It was called an Apple II Plus.
Using an Apple II is very easy. The only hard part is getting your kid away from it.
And had also run into a Roland 808 drum machine. And all these things looked like a lot of fun. I had time on my hands, and I called my friend Mitch Watkins, and we came over and just tried to figure these contraptions out.
Imagine Houston in the middle of July, hotter than a pistol on a Saturday night. Your baby's on the front porch with a bamboo fan. You pull up to the curb in your black sedan. It don't take her long. She knew you were coming with a slam of the screen. She's off and she's running. She's sitting there beside you. You forget about the heat. You leave your troubles at the curb. Take your passion to the street.
We just kind of played with it. We didn't know what we were doing. We had no goal, no end of the road. We didn't know where it was going. And I started digging out these songs that I'd been writing that seemed like they might go with this new sound that we'd found. And we just tried stuff. When we actually got a whole song together, we were kind of amazed that that it had come that far. And so that kind of led us on.
I heard a rumor from a friend of a friend that you got the broken heart. She didn't have any need to pretend that you got the broken heart.
When we finally got about, 9 or 10 songs together, we played them for the record company, and they thought it was a joke. They thought I was kidding, because they said, you can't do that. You can't make a record. We have to do it in a studio. You know, we have to actually take it to a studio. And of course, I didn't know much about the whole process of making records, even though we'd made a few by then. And so we kind of kept the same songs and went in and started putting a whole drum kit together and filling the studio full of amplifiers.
Hey, operator, cancel the phone call. I hear somebody knocking at the door.
And it was, you know, great project and all, but I kept coming back to the original recordings. I know so many musicians out there always discover those first tracks that they laid down, and they're always coming back to them, because there is something about being fresh and kind of innocent in the approach and kind of doing it without a purpose in mind, just to lay them down.
Well, and I'm a fan of demos. I often like to hear the demos, but I mean, you won't say this, but I will. You're pioneering things here. The whole do-it-yourself aesthetic, the whole thing about home recording, and of course, I don't think Pro Tools, quote-unquote, existed yet. But
well, not even MIDI, you know, the whole MIDI protocol was not invented, and it was just, tape machines were barely available because the four-track little TIAC machine was the only thing musicians could really afford, because the multi-track machines were outrageously expensive.
Is because this was such a departure for everybody that when the record company said you can't do this, that you kind of agreed, okay, I guess I can't do this?
Well, I just kind of went with it, like, okay, well, let's do it your way and see which works.
When people purchase Before 84, whether it's online or the physical product, there's quite an essay here from Steve Wozniak, who was the pioneer of Apple computers.
Well, in fact, when he was building those early Apple computers, there was a guy in his same building that was building this sequencer, this Alpha Centauri. And they got together and plugged the Centauri into the Apple and made it work together. And I just thought all of that was really fascinating because you know, computers were brand new. They were fairly useless, but they were starting to find uses, you know, in word processors and business and graphics and then music. This was the earliest stuff. And in fact, Steve Wozniak says in his liner notes, in 1983, we had no idea that ever in our wildest dreams you could place a whole song inside a computer, you know.
Boy.
One song. And of course, here now we're carrying phones in our back pocket with a, you know, 50,000 songs on them. So.
Exactly. Before 84 is the album from Joe Ely. And that's, we've been talking about the process that led to this record. And then this record led to High Res. There's also a funny photograph in here of Stevie Ray Vaughan. You're wearing a bolo tie that essentially looks like
it's a
mini computer.
Yeah.
And Stevie Ray's kind of punching on it.
Yeah, that was taken in 83 at Fitzgerald's in Houston.
And, you know, there's a line in one of the songs. I think it's Cool Rockin' the Red. I'm going to paraphrase here, so forgive me. But I want an antenna, baby, she wants a clothesline, and we'll be living like the rich folks do. Yeah. That was kind of the dichotomy of the whole thing. You know, the clothesline is the back porch thing, but the antenna is bringing in the modern and the new, and it's all right there.
I look back at that period of time, and that was a huge changing point for music, because all of a sudden that led to people being able to make their own music. I remember going to the new music seminar that year, and I was on a panel with Madonna and James Brown, and talked about it with Madonna, and she said that they had just had this drum machine in their studio, and she was trying to figure it out. And it was all, everything was all kind of coming to a head there, and it's been real interesting to watch the changes in music now. Most kids have a 24-track tape machine in their computer in their house,
at their fingertips,
or in their phone, you know.
Yeah.
So it's been real interesting to watch from that earliest time till the present, watching it all change.
Well, the work here on B484 not only set up, in some ways, aspects of your career for the next 30 years, but aspects of the music industry for the next 30 years. So it's nice that you're sharing it on Rackham Records. This is the fifth in the Pearls from the Vault series from Joe Ely. And I know you're getting ready to go on the road. You and Alejandro have got some dates coming up.
It's going to be fun.
And you'll be home with the Flatlander September 20th at the Paramount.
That's right.
Well, Joe, good talking to you about this period of time, and good to have these versions of these songs available to us in our iPods or whatever we listen to.
Yeah, I just thought they need to be out there, because that was kind of a change in time right there.
Thanks, man.
All right, thanks.
Where the red
Adam Woe, the song by Austin's Joe Ely. His newly released album is Before 84, but like the title implies, it chronicles experiments he did 3 decades ago with an Apple computer and a drum machine. Coming up, power chords, costumes, and murder ballads, live music from the Hold Steady, Clary Brown and the Bangin' Rackettes, and the Civil Wars as the Austin Music Experience continues. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg with a handful of exclusive live performances. In a moment, Australia's Clary Brown and the Bangin' Rackettes. They were so good, I want to play a couple from their session. And also, you may have heard the Grammy-winning platinum recording artists, the Civil Wars, have broken up. We have exclusive live stuff from them and a conversation as well. We'll start with the Hold Steady, playing Frank's 5th anniversary tonight. They also played the Public Radio Day Stage during South By this year. The Hold Steady, led by Craig Finn, who's originally from Minneapolis, but the band formed in Brooklyn, so we'll give him the New York nod. The Hold Steady, Stuck Between Stations on the Austin Music Experience.
South Paradise is right. Boys and girls in America, they're such a sad time together. Stop each other like a demonstration, making sure they make them straight. Crushing one another with colossal expectation, dependent on discipline sweeping away. She's a really cool kisser, wasn't on a strict of a Christian. She was a damn good dancer, she wasn't all that great of a girlfriend. And he likes the warm feeling, but he's tired of all the dehydration. Most eyes are crystal clear, tonight it's like he's stuck between the station. On the radio. Evelyn Trump Berryman, they took a little walk together. Ended up in Washington, all talking to the river. Said I surrounded myself with doctors and thinkers. Big heads and soft bodies made for lousy lovers. There was that night that we caught the Chuck Berryman, but boy, what a tin, so he died. Said you're pretty good with words, words won't save your life, and they tin, so he died. And he was drunk and exhausted, critically acclaimed to respect him. And he loved the Gophers, but he hated all the drawn-out winters. He likes the warm feeling, but he's tired of all the dehydration. Plus, that's a kind of fuzzy, last night he had total attention. You know, he sweats and he kisses. They sound like clicks and hisses. We all come down and drown. Well, dry up and then we crumble into dust. We get wet and we corrode and now we're covered up in rock. We drink and we dry up and now we crumble into dust. We get wet and we corrode and now we're covered up in rock. She was a really cool kisser. Was the only strict of a Christian. She was a damn good dancer, but she wasn't all that great of a girlfriend. Anyway, so I'm doing that instead of all the tea hats racing. Plus, that's a cosmic quail, but tonight it's like he's stuck between stations. You know, he sweats and he kisses. They sound like clicks and hisses. We all come down and drown.
Eustace had Jesus fever. He could hear the cowbell. Spooky wells and brays past the old windmill. He's gonna make her understand. Standing dappled in the dark, plates fried over rotten melon rinds. Ooh, Lord, I just wanna be loved.
J-E-double-N, why'd he do it? Pretty little house and the fire went through it. Dust, dust, have a lot of fun. Here comes Jenny with the red dress on.
Black cat rubbed his ankles. He's about to perish from a chill. Rain came in like a breath. How long since he met that girl? Tangled hair with the toothpick shoes, wearing lilac and green. Or is it got to be so small in the world so big and mean?
Talking about Jenny, talking about Jenny, talking about Jenny with the red dress on.
When the light
up,
click when the light
up,
up when the fire, the whole world is gone. He didn't believe in death other than the natural one. He moved between the black and blue trees and he followed the sound of the drum. He saw them dancing in a circle, her fingers painting the air. That little boy was driven to despair.
Talking about Jim
with the red dress on.
Talking about Jimmy with the red dress on.
Up when the fire, the whole world is gone. Up when the fire.
At once retro and modern. That's the band from Melbourne, Australia, that hopefully you've been hearing lately, Clary Brown and the Bangin' Rackettes. The song Jenny was recorded in Studio 1A recently, and Jenny's on a brand new EP they just issued called Love Clicks. That's C-L-I-Q-U-E-S. And when Clary Brown and the gang were in Studio 1A, I mean, they had these costumes, they were doing these dance moves. I can't show them to you on the radio, but you can see them. Go to kutx.org. We have video of Clary Brown and the Bangin' Rackettes. This is a song you may recognize. It was on their first album, Baby on the Bus.
Baby Thank you. Thanks very much.
Boy, that sounded good, and it looks just as good. Clary Brown and the Bangin' Raquettes, Love Letter. You heard it on the Austin Music Experience. You can see the Studio 1A performance at kutx.org. Hard to believe, but it's about 3 years ago that the Civil Wars came. The Cactus Cafe presented them in the Texas Union Ballroom. They did an in-store at Waterloo Records. Since then, of course, they won a bunch of Grammys. They broke up. They released a number one record. Well, they didn't officially break up till this week. The hiatus is over. The Civil Wars are over. The music remains. Here's Joy Williams and John Paul White, the duo at the Texas Union Ballroom, with the title track to their debut, Barton Hollow.
Is it okay if we make it just a little bit swampy in here?
Civil Wars from Nashville, Tennessee. Never has a band taken on a name so appropriate. Barton Hollow is their debut, and that recording was presented by the Cactus Cafe in the Texas Union Ballroom. Earlier that day, the Civil Wars did an in-store at Waterloo Records, and I talked with them both about their roots and the difficulties of maintaining a musical partnership. Joy, you're from California, and John, you're from Alabama. You met in Nashville. I've read that you met at a songwriting session of sorts, and that interests me because we don't always hear good things about those sort of songwriting sessions. So how did you manage to click at an unlikely place like that?
John Paul and I laugh because we actually both tried to cancel even going before we went. Good things rarely happen out of those. So we ended up, when we sat down in that room for, you know, that first write in the morning, we had no clue who the other person was. So it didn't take too long to see that there was a connection there musically, and the rest, as they say, is history.
People sometimes assume when they see you on stage and the nature of these songs that you're romantically associated. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you are, but just not with each other. How does that affect songwriting and performance?
Honestly, I think it improves on it. I think it helps, because if we were in a relationship together, we would never be able to say the things that we do in song, because I know in any healthy relationship I've had, there has to be a bit of compromise. You can't typically always be honest and show all your cards, because it can hurt. You know, every night we sing I Don't Love You from stage, and that would be pretty tough to be in a relationship with somebody and have to deal with that. We love that we're professionally linked. Mm-hmm. We know that there's musical chemistry there, and that's why we do what we do. You know, that's why it works. But there's musical chemistry between Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, and you know, the list goes on and on. But you put a male and a female on stage, and people automatically go to the romantic. But the way it is the way that it really works for us.
Choice, but I still choose you. Thanks a lot, y'all. Thanks.
Thanks,
Civil Wars. Thanks for coming out. Thank you very much.
This week, the Civil Wars announced their official breakup following their hiatus. We said goodbye on the Austin Music Experience with a couple of exclusive live performances from 2011. That one, Poison and Wine. Funny how all their song titles, as well as the band names, seem to hint at something going on underneath the surface that would tear them apart. Who knows? But that's it for us this week. I know that. And I know you can find video of our live performances and all the past episodes of the Austin Music Experience at KUTX.org. And find us on Facebook, facebook.com/AustinMusicExperience. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin. It's produced by Art Levy, with assistance from myself and Tyler Pratt. Our live music engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.